Good morning. It's the Morning Mix, Friday, August 23rd. This is Christy Dilloway, and I'm joined by Dave, all new Dave, the Dave in the Park. Who are we today, Dave?
Hey, you know, the all new Dave thing actually went away back in February after being on the air for 2 years, so I've just been Wednesday afternoon with Dave since then. That's when my normal shift is.
Takes me a while to catch up.
Hey, nice to see you, though. Christy, how are you?
I'm a frequent listener to your show.
Oh, excellent. And ditto. Here at KPCW in Park City.
So this is the Morning Mix. We're here every Friday presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. Today on our show, we have Austin as our musical guest. Longtime Parkite. I mean, original Parkite. Like a real, true local.
Like somebody who moved here when she was 6 months old, from what I heard.
Exactly. So a true Parkite, Austin. She's here with her band. We're going to talk to UB40. One of the members of UB40 at 9:15. They're playing at DeJoria Center tonight.
Sold out.
Sold out except for like a box seat, which is available.
That's not bad.
Yeah, totally exciting. I was a big fan of UB40 all through my youth and college career. Weekend events at the bottom of the hour, as always. And then we'll talk to Joey Trom, who's one of the producers of Reggae Rise Up Festival, which is starting tonight. And it goes through Sunday out at the, what's it called? River's Edge.
River's Edge. At the base of the Jordanelle Dam.
Have you ever been out there for a show?
I was. I saw local natives there last year during the
Bonanza Camp Out.
What a great venue
for a rock festival.
Yeah. Or a reggae splash.
Yeah. So you want to stay tuned. We got all that coming up throughout the hour.
Okay. And now, a few words, people.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items such as Eggs Benedict and French Toast, as well as Midday Marys and Mimosas. On-site parking available. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
Hi, this is Emily Curtis from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. The Park City Mountain Adventure Park opens daily at 10 a.m. with activities for the whole family, including the Alpine Slide, Mountain Coaster, Scenic Lift and Gondola Rides, Lift Access Hiking and Mountain Biking, and more. Activity information at parkcitymountain.com.
Hi, this is Noelle King, host of NPR's Morning Edition. Morning Edition brings you newscasts and in-depth reports to start your day, and it wouldn't be possible without generous contributions from listeners like you. Donate now to the online auction at kpcw.org, and thank you.
Well, we're back with the Morning Mix for our first encounter with other humans. Christy, take it away.
Austin is our musical guest today in the studio. That's three members. We've got Austin Wolf on vocals and David Ruzutko on guitar and Trevor Lynch on guitar. Welcome, you guys.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Austin, tell us a bit about, well, people probably know you but in town, but tell us a bit about your life in Park City and your career and how it's going.
Well, I, like you guys said, I moved to Park City when I was 6 months old. I guess my parents did that, and I kind of had no choice in the matter. Grew up here and went to Park City High, and then after I graduated, I've been in Chicago for the last 4 years working on music, going to school, and putting together this new artist project under the name Austin, which is my real name but spelled differently. It's O-S-T-O-N now, and now I'm a pop musician.
I heard an interesting bit of trivia in that you were the first musical guest on, or one of the first musical guests on this show 4 or 5 years ago.
I can't confirm or deny that. I'm not actually sure, but if that's true, I love it. yeah, this radio station has been great to me and had me sing over the years, so I'm glad to be back.
Nice. And are you studying, or were you studying music in college?
I was. I got a music degree as well as a marketing degree from Columbia College in Chicago.
Well done.
Yeah.
How long have you been writing songs?
I have been trying to write ever since I started playing piano and kind of dabbling on guitar at a younger age. I want to say around like 9. But I started professionally writing songs when I moved to Chicago and figured out that pop music was what I wanted to do, and I learned the ins and outs of structure and chord progressions, and really fell in love with the art of that. And so now songwriting has become, you know, a second job of mine to singing.
Who are some of your inspiring songwriters over the years?
Over the years, I have gone all over the place. It used to be adult contemporary was really my niche. I had a really big thing for Adele, Ed Sheeran style music. And after moving to Chicago, like I said, falling in love with pop, I've really come to love Julia Michaels, Lorde. Obviously, Billie Eilish is a crazy individual who's topping the charts. I think she has number one right now. Yeah, so those are some of the big influences for today. My dad raised me on the Beatles and Crosby, Stills, and Nash and things like that. So it's all over the place.
Did your dad go to Woodstock?
I don't think so.
I bet if he did, you would know that. Yeah, that would probably be part of the family lore.
He's been to his share of concerts, but I don't know if he made it out to that.
And your bio is like, I have nothing to complain about. I had a great life in Park City.
It's hard because, you know, people are always like, yeah, have you gone through anything tragic? Like, tell me your backstory. And I'm like, I'm happy. My parents are great. Park City's beautiful. Like, I'm super glad I don't have anything like tragic to complain about at this point. But yeah.
So you just have to channel other people's tragedy to write songs or pop, you know.
That's why I write a lot of songs about boys.
Oh, always good about boys. Well, what are you going to play for us first?
I think we're going to play our first single that came out. It's called Bad.
Excellent. Ready?
Didn't know your name, you didn't ask for mine. Roll with me, dance and love me through my body. Language succinct in time. Turn away, turn away. I wanna feel your energy. Inhale and exhale and fall into your bloodstream. You wanna leave, I gotta stay. 7 a.m. you'll be on the plane. There will be nothing left if you left for me. And it's bad, 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 bad. You know, oh, it's bad, 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 bad. You know, oh, when you give all you can give, baby. Nobody wants to feel that crazy. Bad, 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 bad. Drives me mad, mad, mad. Oh, you know, feelings don't travel. Things you'll never read. Like, do you have someone new to keep your body warm when you fall asleep? Look, don't run away, we got something that can't be faked. Lovers are nothing but strangers who blindly meet. Ooh, are you okay? I'm not okay. Wish I could taste the sympathy. Nothing feels good without this heavy.
Excellent.
Earl Foote here. Frustrated with your current business technology? Nexus IT proudly supports KPCW and other local businesses with IT support, IT and hardware as a service, Wi-Fi, cybersecurity defense, and creative cloud solutions since 1998. 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
Okay, welcome back to Morning Mix here. That was fantastic song by Austin and her crew. Thanks so much, guys. I don't know how you sing like that first thing in the morning.
It was hard.
Hey, let's talk about the weather because it's fantastic for outdoor events for the next, like, kind of forever. It's the briefest weather report ever. It's highs in the mid-80s going to the high 70s by Monday. But there's nothing but sun, and overnight lows, perfect for sleeping. That's, of course, in Park City. And you can imagine that down in Heber, it's just the same, a couple degrees warmer, and that's exactly what it is. Although Heber gets cooler at night than Park City does these days. All right.
Well, we're looking to get James Brown, who's the drummer for UB40, on the phone. And while we do that, should we play in a little UB40 to set the tone?
Yeah, let's do it. Here's their classic, Cheerio Baby.
Cheerio, cheerio, baby.
Hey, David, are you there?
It's James.
James, sorry. Hey, James. Let's try this phone. Hey, James. James?
How we doing over there, Dave?
We're doing okay. How are you doing? Do we have James on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Great to hear your voice here on the Morning Mix in Park City. This is Dave and the co-hosting with Christy on our live music and entertainment show. How are you today?
I'm doing good, but you're very quiet, so I don't know if you can speak up a little bit because you're very quiet on the end of the line.
Okay, is that any better?
That's a lot better.
Ah, fantastic. Okay.
Good morning, James. Do we call you James or Jimmy?
Either James, Jimmy, people make up their own minds. But
I'm going to call you Jimmy. I like it. Jimmy Brown is the drummer for UB40. UB40 is the world-famous reggae band from England. They are set to they're marking their 40th anniversary with a tour right now, and they're performing at the DeJoria Center tonight in a sold-out show, except for a few box seats, which I'm sure will be snapped up after this interview. Thanks so much for joining us early in the morning on your tour.
It's a pleasure. Yeah, it's we've had a lot of fun so far. We're about halfway through, and we're hitting a lot of different towns, a lot of shows, and we're celebrating 40 years. So there's about 40 shows that we're doing in the States. So yeah, we're having fun at the moment.
40 years is a long time for a band and a career. What do you think is the staying power of the music of UB40?
You know, if I knew that, I could put it in a bottle and sell it. You know, it would be worth a lot. I don't know. It seems to be like a miraculous thing, really, that we're still going after all this time, and we started 40 years ago, and we've never stopped. We just continue to today, and it's been a bit of a whirlwind. But, it's just one of those phenomenons, you know, that We're certainly not going to complain anyway.
You started in Birmingham, England, if I got the story right, in 1978. And that was a time in England of the punk and new wave movement, Sex Pistols, Graham Parker, all these other artists from the UK. But you guys focused on reggae. How did that come about?
Well, we were actually brought up in an inner city area in Birmingham. And that area had a lot of immigrants from the Caribbean and mainly from Jamaica. And that was just the area that we lived. Had a lot of people that played reggae, you know, and you know, we were friends with sort of the first generation of black English, you know, back in the 70s and the 60s. And we picked it up because that was the environment that we were brought up in. So we understood reggae enough to want to play it, I think.
Did you ever cross paths with Johnny Rotten or Sid Vicious?
Well, we just, I mean, you were right about punk at the time. Punks love reggae.
Yeah.
And at the time, the first reggae number one in the album charts was Steel Pulse, which is Handsworth Revolution. And that reggae kind of took over, you know, and we were responding to what we were doing at the same time. And was the two-tone movement was really popular at the time as well. And it was just, that was the music for us, and we stuck with it.
Can you explain what the two-tone movement refers to?
Well, okay, yeah. We were asked to sign to the label. They had their own label, Two Tone. It was actually a ska revival that young kids had sort of latched onto, especially, you know, gangs with mixed kind of ethnicity. And there's plenty of that because, you know, we all went to school together, the guys in the band, you know, the ones whose parents come from Jamaica and others whose parents came from Yemen and, you know, and other parts of, I suppose, is the old British Empire, you know. It's an indication of the history of England that people with such diverse backgrounds get together and make music, which is what we wanted to do.
I read something that I hadn't known before and I thought was pretty funny, that the song Red Red Wine, huge hit, and I know you'll play it tonight, was originally a Neil Diamond song, but then got covered and reggae-fied, and then you took it from there. I can't even imagine it as a Neil Diamond song, but is that, talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, to be honest, at the time, you know, we were young, I didn't really know who Neil Diamond was, you know. Wasn't really on our horizon or anything. But there was a very big reggae hit from I suppose, the early 70s. And that's what we know it as. When we found out that it was actually, well, not that it was actually written by Neil Diamond. Apparently he owns the song, which may go back to an old Salvation Army tune that he actually bought himself. But anyway, he's the one that owned the song. And we were really surprised when we heard it was a Neil Diamond song. We had no idea.
I think for a lot of us in the U.S., the reference to Rub-A-Dub in the reggae rap version of that song was the first we ever heard of in a Rub-A-Dub style. And what does that actually mean?
Well, you know.
Is it something you can say on radio? You're hesitating.
I'm just trying to, I'm trying to think how to explain. It's very difficult to explain, you know. I mean, it's just a local colloquialism for us. But, it's significant in as much as dub is a way of treating reggae music and creating instrumentals. And they usually used to be used for B-sides in the 70s so that rappers could talk over the B-side. It'd be the same song but with no vocal on it. And it developed from there, you know, and dub is kind of important to us. We've done a dub version of our new album. So, we've always been interested in dub, and you know.
And those dub versions, bands, you say, have no vocals?
Yeah, no vocals at all. You know, singers, they're always a bit prima donna-ish, aren't they, really? So I always say, no, let's forget about having singers. Let's just have an instrumental and make it a dub.
Right on.
And so you do have a new album out, For the Many, and that came out earlier this year. We're going to get some of those tracks onto our station. And will you be playing a lot of the songs from the new album tonight or hit all the classics? Tell us about how the show will be.
Well, it's going to be a combination of both. You know, I mean, obviously, we want to be playing our new material, you know, and we are going to be playing quite a bit of the, virtually half of the new album tonight. Because we like to play new material, you know. You don't want to just be singing Red, Red Wine or Can't Help Falling in Love forever, you know. You want to be making new stuff. So you'll get a combination of both. Stretching back 40 years, we've got some tracks from the first album, all the way up to, like we said, the new album, For the Many. Yeah, we're going to be trying to fit in as much as we can of the 40 years that we've been going. Difficult into one set, but we're trying.
What's the lineup on stage tonight?
Sorry, could say that again.
Oh, yeah. What's the composition of the band? How many of you are on stage this evening?
Right, yeah, there's actually, we're a 9-piece.
Wow.
So there's quite a few of us. You know, we sometimes the stages are quite small and we have a little bit of a squeeze. But, it's a big band, you know, and we make quite a big sound. So, yeah, there'll be 9 of us on stage tonight, so we'll jump in about.
Well, it's a big stage at DeJoria Center, and as we said, most of the tickets are gone. As of last night, there were 2 box seats still available that held 8 people each. So if somebody wants to find out about that, they can go to the DeJoria Center. They say that the doors open at 7. The show starts at 8 with DJ Gold Dubs. You guys go on at 8:30. I wanted to go out saying that I was looking through listening to a lot of the music yesterday, trying to decide what was my favorite UB40 song. And that's hard because you guys were definitely a really big hit when I was going through my college years and summers and beach time, and it just all fit so well. But I picked Cherry O' Baby to start us out because I think that one is just, it just makes me feel warm and excited. You just ready to party. I assume that it's a dancing show, even though it's seated.
Yeah, we don't allow people to sit down. You know, even, I don't know if there are seats in the venue or whether it's a standing venue. Or I have no idea. But we always like people to get up and dance. When you come to a UB40 show, don't wear high heels and be prepared to have a sore throat the next morning because you'll be singing as well as dancing is the idea. We have audience participation as much as we can.
Excellent. Good to know. No high heels tonight. You heard it.
No, you want to be dancing all night, so yeah.
Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us on The Morning Mix. We're going to go out with, what song did I pick?
The Way You Do the Things You Do.
All right.
Here it comes. 70 million records sold by this band, people. Here's The Way You Do the Things You Do by UB40.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet. You know you could have been a broom. And baby, it's not so sweet. You know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything you wanted to. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Your good looks were made. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my yard, you know you could have been a crook. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a schoolboy. Well, you could have been anything. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. I'm right the way you do the things you do. Groovin'.
An artist who defined a generation as the world's first rock and roll band and a 50-year career that includes the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to Grammy Hall of Fame, Felix Cavalieri's Rascals takes the Egyptian Theater stage Thursday, August 22nd through Sunday, August 25th with reduced price tickets Thursday and Friday. Tickets and info at parkcityshows.com or the box office at 855-745-SHOW. The Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
It's time for weekend events. The Park City Showcase of Homes starts today at 2 p.m. There'll be 20 beautiful homes in Park City and in Heber that open their doors to you to check out what's new, what's trending in home design, architecture, home technology, and designer touches. It runs this weekend and Labor Day weekend next weekend. Tickets, details and tickets and timing can be found at pcshowcaseofhomes.com.
For live music tonight, here are your options. Felix Cavalieri's Rascals are at the Egyptian Theater. Songwriter Rusty Tinder is doing a CD release party at the Rockwell Listening Room. Thievery Corporation up at Deer Valley's Snow Park Outdoor Amphitheater. UB40 at DeJoria Center. Jaegertown is on the rooftop of the Boneyard. Rick Gerber and the Nightcats are at the Spur. And Revolution, Naco and Medicine for the People, and Kali Buds are among the acts at Reggae Rise up at the base of the Jordanelle River. And Austin, our musical guest, I believe you are playing tonight at Kilby Court in Salt Lake City, right?
Yes, sir.
And going on to tomorrow, Saturday, if you're thinking of shopping Saturday morning, you want to listen to the Classified Show from 7 to 9 a.m. this weekend and every weekend to find out what's on sale in the yard sale circuit.
Park City Summit County Arts Council is holding the second annual Art on the Trail event along McLeod Creek Trail, starting and ending at Copper Moose Farm. Details can be found at pcscarts.org.
Don't forget about the Flying Ace All-Star Show, which continues their high-flying acrobatics into the pool at the Utah Olympic Park every Saturday and Sunday, now until September 1st. It's at 1 p.m. The showcase is free, and it's great for all ages and locals and visitors alike.
The National Ability Center's Summit Challenge bike event will be on local roads, raising awareness and funds that support the mission of empowering individuals of all abilities.
The apple harvest has begun at the historic Huber Grove in Midway. You can go pick your own bag of apples by making a reservation at utahstateparks.reserveamerica.com.
And live music Saturday night, it's Mud Puddle's 25th anniversary celebration at the base of Park City Mountain at 3 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Motet are over at Canyons for a free show at 6. Felix Cavalieri's Rascals are at the Egyptian Theater. Cam at Eccles Center. Joy and Eric are at the rooftop of the Boneyard. Red Hot Rock Club is at Silver Star Cafe. Sam Payne visits the Homestead Resort concert on the lawn. And Slightly Stupid, Modest Yahoo, and others conclude the Reggae Rise Up Festival, except for Sunday.
On Sunday, the Silly Market is back on Lower Main with live music performances, which include Mr. Sister Trio, Christine Kinslow, and Ghost Town. Also for music on Sunday, Joyful Whiskey is at Billy Blanco's, Patrick Ryan is at the Spur, and a final night of Felix Cavalieri's Rascals at Egyptian Theater. Plus, Dispatch, Stephen Marley, and Xavier Rudd, and Twiddle, all performing at Reggae Rise Up at the base of the Jordanelle. We're going to talk to Joey Traum about that festival in our next segment.
And if you want to try to walk a mile in her shoes, meet at the Park City Pavilion at 11:30 a.m. Sunday to join Peace House in their efforts to raise funds and awareness of domestic violence. This fun and funny event places men in women's high heels to make the trek uphill to the Silly Market, supported by their blister sisters. Registration is at peacehouse.org. So don't wear your high heels till you be 40, but do wear them as you walk up the rail trail.
Yeah, just a little change in wardrobe schedule.
Exactly.
Well, we're still in the studio with our musical guest, Austin. How are you guys doing?
I just want to say I support men having to wear high heels and walk up to the Silly Market.
Right.
I wish I was here to watch it.
It's hard for them to find a size that fits them.
I don't think they realize how painful it is.
No, that's why I don't wear them. Certainly not walking uphill on the bike path to the Silly Market. So, yeah. Well, how are you guys doing over there?
Good. This is great.
So we know you have a show tonight at Kilby Court. What else you got coming up?
We are on the way to Los Angeles right now. I actually just packed up all my stuff in Chicago, and we're driving over, playing some shows along the way. So we have Kilby tonight, Vegas tomorrow, and then we're doing some showcases in L.A.
That's a big move. You're just diving into L.A.
Going
if you're
right
going to do it, you got to be there.
Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking, but I'm really excited.
What kind of recording, if any, have y'all been involved in?
We actually just released our first EP. Or I released it, and these guys are my trusty band. They've been kind of sticking with me through the whole thing. So it's a 6-song EP called Sitting at the Kids Table, and it just came out on all streaming platforms.
Excellent. We'll have to get some on our station.
Yes.
And what do you want to play for us next?
We are going to play a song called Way We Say Goodbye. It's actually the second single off of the project I was just talking about. So you can check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever your poison is.
So we're premiering for the KPCW. It's our premiere.
Right,
live on the Morning Mix.
Early morning rising with the sky painted black. 5 a.m. I figured I know better than that. I know when I up and go, your heart'll be a mess. But we're better apart. We can love in the dark, you know I can't deny. You still get me high. Just one touch, I'm locked in. I love the way we say goodbye. You were so waiting for me to. Don't wanna stay, but it's alright. I love the way we say. I love the way we say goodbye. Love me for the night, like we're not letting go. Let me kiss goodbye, like it's all that we know. I love the way we say, I love the way we say goodbye. You give me a feeling I just can't resist. I know I'm a sucker for my name upon your lips. I've been falling out of love, then you pull me back in. All the things we could do. When it's just me and you, you know I can't deny. You still give me high. Just one touch, I'm locked in. I love the way we say goodbye. You were so waiting for me to. Don't wanna stay, but it's alright. Say goodbye. Love me for the night, like we're not letting go. Let me kiss goodbye, like it's all that we know. I love the way we say, I love the way we say goodbye. And I don't wanna feel this way. Ooh, I know that I'll suffocate. But I like the rush, I love the way we say goodbye. You were so waiting for me to. Don't wanna stay, but it's alright. I love the way we say, I love the way we say goodbye. Love me for the night, like we're not letting go. Let me kiss goodbye, like it's all that we know. I love the way we say, I love the way we say goodbye. Yeah. I love the way we say.
So there's probably a smart speaker in your home. I don't want to say her name because I don't want to turn her on without your permission. I am married after all. Did you know you could ask her to play KPCW? You can listen to great music, news, and information no matter where you are. As long as you have that smart speaker or KPCW app on your phone or your laptop where you can stream us online. KPCW Radio isn't limited by our broadcast signal in Summit and Wasatch County. You can take us wherever you are in the world and listen like a local.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States, but it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
I just need some time with you, waiting for my turn. Maybe isn't good enough. I'm patient, I ain't giving up. No, just enough room for two. I'll show you what I've got for you. Maybe isn't good enough. Well, I'm patient, I ain't giving up. No.
Okay, welcome back to Morning Mix. We've just been hearing a little Rebolution, the band Rebolution, their track Patience. Rebolution is playing at Reggae Rise Up Festival this weekend. And
we are joined by Joey Trom, who is one of the organizers of the festival. Welcome to the show, Joey.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
The festival starts tonight, so I'm sure you're frantic and out there getting everything set and dialed in. How's it looking out there at the grounds?
Yeah, that's right. We're here on site. We're just getting the final touches ready before we open the doors at 12. We're really excited to have everyone come down to the festival this weekend.
So we did go through some of the headliners during our weekend events. Let me just grab that. So we've got Xavier Rudd, Twiddle, Stephen Marley, Dispatch, Rebolution, Slightly Stupid. Throw out some more names.
Yeah, some of my personal favorites that you guys haven't listed yet are Naco, Medicine for the People, Modest Yahoo, and a band that has some local ties, which is Ayatera, that's really getting a lot of steam in the last year.
Excellent. So are there tickets still available if somebody hasn't gotten theirs yet?
Yeah, absolutely. So we still have single-day tickets available. We're basically sold out of our weekend tickets, but we do have single-day tickets available, and they're available at ReaganRiseUpUtah.com.
And there's camping out there. I know that sold out a long time ago, but it's so great to have a festival, a music festival with camping. What's it like at night in the campground? Is there, like, jam sessions? Is there, like...
Yeah, actually, We are sold out of our camping, but we had a large quantity of attendees check in yesterday and just get situated in their campsites before the festival starts today. And actually, it was really fun. There was a lot of jam sessions, as you said, some fires and just people hanging out by the campfires. And then there's some hooting and hollering and friends conversing and new friends being made. So it's been an awesome first day in the campground.
Hey, Joey, how many stages are at the festival?
Yeah, at Reggae Rise Up, we have two stages. Our Rise Up stage is our main stage, and our Vibe stage, which is our B stage.
Right, and for those who haven't been to one of these, is it a situation where you can bounce from stage to stage and continually hear music, or do they both play at the same time with a break at the same time?
No, actually, we take the fans' love of music, to heart, and we make sure that if they're interested in seeing every band, they have that opportunity. So we do not have any overlapping set times.
And if people haven't been down there, it's so unique because it's a huge stage and a huge event going on, and yet you're tucked down below the dam, and you're not bothering anyone. There's no, even from the highway you drive by, you don't necessarily know what's going on.
Yeah, it's kind of sneaky how intimate the venue is down here, but how big of a production we're able to offer our fans.
If people drive, which a lot of them do, what's the parking situation?
Yeah, so we've partnered with local farmers here that provide their hay field, and we have parking and shuttles provided. The cost of parking is $20 per day, and we have shuttles running from 9 a.m. until 2 a.m.
You have a... special lanes for ride services to bring people in as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've partnered with Lyft and patrons are able to request the ride, whether it's at the parking lot or at their cabin in Park City or a hotel downtown Salt Lake, hop in the lift, come all the way down to the main entrance where we have a lift drop-off, and then they're able to go, you know, right into the main gate.
And it really is a big deal and a big festival. Just if people haven't been there, again, what's the capacity or how many, what do you expect in ticket buyers?
Yeah. So right now, based on our ticket sales from yesterday when I was reviewing everything, we're on pace to hit about 5,000 people on tonight and about 5,500 people tomorrow and about 4,500 people on Sunday.
Okay. So it's big, but it's not unmanageable. It's not crazy.
At all. Yeah, it's not unmanageable. The great thing is the site is small, so the walk is easy back and forth between the stages. We have a number of food vendors and a number of craft vendors, so you can get your shopping and get your grub on, and then you can take in the scenery and the beautiful views of all around Heber Valley.
Do you have can people bring in anything other than themselves?
So patrons are allowed to bring chairs, blankets. They're allowed to bring a sealed water bottle up to 1 liter. They're allowed to bring their good vibes and their family members.
Is there any in-out privilege for once they're or have arrived?
Yeah, so if you have a weekend pass, you're able to go in and out of the festival grounds into the campground. If you're a single-day patron, you're allowed to exit one time before 8 p.m., and then your wristband will not allow you to come back in if you leave after 8 p.m.
I think what Dave was alluding to in that last question, the one before, was can he get any alcohol? Can he bring it or can he buy it? Are there drinks available?
Sorry about that. Sorry, I misunderstood your question. But yeah, absolutely. We have full service bars on site at both of the stages and plenty of bar staff, so there's very minimal lines. And you can also, the nice thing is that the campground is separate from the festival area and the serving area. So you're able to bring some of your own, supply. If you're over 21, you can have that in the campground area.
Excellent. Dave, who are you looking forward to the most?
Well, I've been a fan of Modest Yahoo since my 13-year-old son was crowd surfed at his big Festival of Lights at Hammersmith Ballroom in New York a long time ago. And I saw him last time he was in town. I want to see Slightly Stupid, that's for sure. And we're going to go out with one of their tunes.
Yeah, and I put a lot of Slightly Stupid and Revolution onto the our playlist. Actually, we have a lot of Xavier Redd, too. So it fits very well with if you're a KPCW listener and you might think, oh, I don't know a lot about reggae, you're kind of hearing this type of music all the time.
And are these bands going from festival to festival this summer, or did you assemble them all for this particular lineup?
Yeah, every band's a little bit different. Some of them are out on tour right now, and some of them are here specifically for this festival.
Right, okay. What's the festival climate these days? There seems to be there's so many of them. Is it a type of performance that's going to continue to have traction?
Yeah, absolutely. This year's probably going to be our largest and most well-attended festival to date in the Utah market. So we're really excited about the growth and the community really, really getting behind us and supporting the festival.
All right. Well, congratulations on putting together a great lineup. We look forward to having a great festival, a Reggae Rise Up. That's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. As we heard, single-day tickets are still available. You can go to reggaeriseuputah.com to look for tickets. And it starts today at the base of the Jordan L. Dam in Heber. Thanks for joining us, Joey.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you this weekend at the sale.
Here's One More Night by Slightly Stupid.
Watch the lights then fade away. Doesn't seem so long ago when all your life was but a dream. Seems like nothing new to me.
Pack your bags again, you know it's time to leave.
Hi, I'm Whitney Olch. My husband and I have been members of the Broadcasters Club since the beginning. KPCW serves as the voice of our community with great local interviews to keep the public informed about all the happenings in Summit and Wasatch counties. We join the Broadcasters Club to support our local public radio station and help KPCW to continue to offer great programming. Please consider joining us in the Broadcasters Club today.
If you're interested in becoming a Broadcasters Club member, please contact Wendy by sending an email to wendy@kpcw.org.
Okay, back for our final segment on the Morning Mix. Hi, Christy. By the way, this is Dave from Wednesday Afternoons with Dave. Christy is the leader here, and I leave it to you to lead us out of here.
Well, I did want to mention that we had a great pledge drive this week, and for all of you who donated, thank you so much for keeping the music and the news and the community alive on the air. But also, if you still want to participate, the on-air auction goes today until 6 p.m. And this is when you get the deals or you snag the that item from the last person who's been bidding. So make sure you put that, set your alarm for 5:50 to get back on the website and bid those items up. So it closes at 6 p.m. Back in the studio, though, we are here with Austin, our musical guest, which is Austin Wolf, David Rizzuto, and Trevor Lynch. Thank you guys for all joining us. And the music has been fantastic today. Thank you so much for everything so far.
Glad you say that, because it's kind of hard to sing this early in the morning.
Isn't it? And to just formulate some sort of early morning enthusiasm.
Yeah, we were actually trying to decide what songs we should sing this morning, and there's a couple that are so high. I was like, you know what? I don't know if I can hit that yet. But
yes,
we're hanging
in. It's been a very music focused show, and so it's good to get people going early in the morning. And you're setting the pace for all of us for our days. So anything else you want to say before we have you play a third song? Anything else you need to tell us about?
Yeah, I would just love to reiterate the fact that we do have a show tonight at Kilby Court in Salt Lake. I would love to see you guys there. What we're doing this morning is acoustic, but we have the full band tonight with drums and tracks, and I'd love to have you guys down there and dance with us. So it's at 9 p.m. at Kilby Court.
And Kilby Court is all ages.
It is.
So anyone who's listening who's, you know, still in Park City High School
anyone who wants to come on down. We're going to have a great night, and it's going to be my last show here for quite some time. So I would love to have everyone come out.
See her now before she comes back on the big stage.
Yeah. So, we were going to move you to a different mic for mixing purposes, and
okay.
That'll be great. And now, what would you like to play for us for your final song?
We are going to play a song called Last Time.
It's the last time we're
going
to hear
it. It is the last time. Sad. It's fitting.
Okay. Let's get this going.
Slow leading me home. A conversation's coming to a close. You're leaving me empty. Oh, only your eyes will show. Words that you're not saying, but I know you're giving me plenty. It's 3 a.m., I should be there lying with you. But you don't pick up, not anymore. What can I do? Can we get it right before we cut ties? Your skin and your lips, I'll memorize. I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. Let me love you for the last time. All I need, you and me for one night. Remedy, running through the red lights. I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. Let me love you for the last time. Let me love you best. So where does it let me wear? Lying in a pile on the chair. You should have kept it. And I swear, you kissed me like you cared. And I remember it cause I was there. I knew that you meant it. I have my choice, all of these boys trying to get through. But I don't pick up, not anymore, if it's not you. Oh, can we get it right before we cut ties? Your skin and your lips, I'll memorize. I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. Let me love you for the last time. All I need, you and me for one night. Remedy, running through the red lights. I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. Let me love you for the last time. Don't let me go yet. Don't let me go, don't let me go. Don't let me go, don't let me go tonight. Don't let me go, don't let me go yet. Don't let me go, don't let me go. Don't let me go, don't let me go tonight. Can we get it right before we cut ties? Your skin and your lips, I'll memorize. I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. Let me love you, oh no. All I need, you and me for one night. Remedy, running through the red lights. I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. Let me love you for the last time. Don't let me go yet. Don't let me go, don't let me go. Don't let me go, don't let me go tonight. Oh, don't let me go, don't let me go yet. Don't let me go, don't let me go. Don't let me go, don't let me go tonight.
Hi, this is Mandalit Del Barco from NPR News. When I'm in Park City, I listen to KPCW, keeping fresh tracks on the radio.
I want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
You've been listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW Park City at all those famous frequencies and electronic means of hearing us. Hey, before we go, Austin, what are some of the memorable live shows you've been to recently?
I've been to recently. I am drawing an absolute blank.
We can skip to another. What's a memorable show you've played?
Well, actually, David just mouthed over there. I was just at Pitchfork and Lollapalooza. I totally forgot about that.
Not so memorable, Lollapalooza and Pitchfork.
In Chicago.
In Chicago. Yes.
Yeah.
I saw Robin, which was incredible at Pitchfork. And then Tame Impala was definitely my highlight over at Lollapalooza. But favorite shows I've played, I have to say we did this Radio Disney showcase a couple months back that was one of my absolute favorites. They had us kind of do an on-air thing and a little showcase, and it was very fun.
I bet it was well produced.
Yeah, it was a crazy experience. They had me.
Got to be good at that.
It wasn't community radio, but where did you go for that recording experience?
It was in Los Angeles. Oh, yeah, we were visiting and doing some writing sessions, and they had us in the studio, and I got to do some one-liners. Some hi, this is Austin, and you're listening to Radio Disney. And
oh, you did that very well.
Yeah, it was a.
We'll have to
really
get one
fun.
Of those for KPCW.
I would love that.
Do it right now.
Hi, this is Austin, and you're listening to KPCW Morning Mix.
Excellent. We'll cut that out. We'll play it again.
Perfect.
Do you have representation already in LA?
I do. I have a manager out there. I have a booking agent, and I have these two guys, David and Trevor, with me as my band, and we're doing the best we can.
So we should expect to see more, and you'll be, what, touring or...
That's the goal. Yeah, right now it's going to be really heavily focused on writing content and doing shows in California, and then hopefully we will have a tour coming up soon.
Excellent.
Right. Are you in multiple vehicles on this trip across the country?
We
or
sure
are. You packed
are.
Into a Sprinter or what?
They packed their car pretty much to the brim with music gear, and we just got some merchandise, and so that's in... millions of trash bags shoved into every crack and crevice we can fit it into, and the rest of my Chicago stuff is packed in my car.
Can you still see out the rearview mirror? Mm. I remember getting pulled over one time because I couldn't see out my rearview mirror because I had packed the car in every little crevice.
Yeah, we definitely had to pat down a pillow pretty low so my mom could just barely see, but she did a good job of driving us across the country.
Well, they have a driver already.
Yeah,
they're on their way.
Thanks, mom.
Thanks, mom.
If you're listening to this, I appreciate
mom,
you.
Mom, that is a big effort.
Let's leave it at that, and thank you all for being here today. I'm going to play another slightly stupid song on the way out.
Let's do it.
And we'll go into NPR News here on KPCW in Park City.
You keep your mind on your music so that nobody can refuse it. I said a little bit of rhythm and a little of soul and a reason for the mic control. Come on and keep your mind on your music so that nobody can refuse it. I said a little bit of rhythm and a little of soul and a reason for the mic control. Come on, say.